Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Gold Wave Tool Menu. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I'm going to give an overview of the various tools you can use in Gold Wave Sound Editor to manipulate sound files in various ways. If anyone wants a more detailed demonstration of any of these tools, let me know. While I record using Gold Wave, I cannot demonstrate them. However, if I record in a different way, I'm able to do that. It requires a little more manipulation on my part, so at this point, I'm not going to do it for each tool. I will give you an overview, and if anyone wants demonstrations of any of these, except for maybe one, which is a little bit above my league, which I'll go into in a second, I will do that. And I should point out that a lot of these tools, and probably more of them, are available in other sound editors. But these are ones that show up in Gold Wave and will probably show up in editors also like SoundForge, Adobe Audition, etc. So, to get to the Gold Wave Tools menu, you hit Alt-T.
Menu, tool menu, CD reader, dot, dot, dot.
And I'm just going to go down the list and give you a basic overview of what they do. The CD reader, you can put the CD into your computer and it will basically rip it without having to go through your sound card, kind of like Easy CDA Extractor or any of the other CD ripping programs that you can use. You can go to the FreeDB database and it will retrieve the titles from the CD if you check the box, and it will rip it in various file formats and save it in various ways. You can either save each track separately or save it as one file. And I think it will save it in various formats too.
Control dot 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 check.
Control. That is, this is a window that you can check to display when you are recording and editing sound files, and it does various different things. Among them being making sure that your correct sound card and other things hardware wise are set correctly.
Cue points, dot, dot, dot.
Cue points. This is often very handy, especially if you're dealing with large files and you only want certain sections of them. You can go through the file and find the sections you want and take it apart. Essentially, what cue points do is it separates the file into smaller pieces. And this is handy, like I said, if it's a large file or if you just want a certain few sections. You know, you can either edit and cut and paste those sections into separate files, or you can save the file in various pieces to get the sections that you want.
Effect chain editor, dot, 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 unavailable.
The effect chain editor. This is a feature that's very useful if, A, you're dealing with certain effects, and B, you want to save yourself some work in various different files. There are only certain effects that it works with, but what it will do is, if you check the boxes, it will apply these several effects one at a time without you having to go and tell it to do it. So it sort of automates the process of putting effects in to certain files, which is good. And of course, you can preview how it's going to sound with all these effects added in before you even tell the program to work. So you can do other than just one at a time, maybe two and three at a time, depending on what effects you have. And when you go into this dialog box, it gives you a list of the ones that it can manipulate.
Expression evaluator, dot, dot, dot.
This is the one that's a little above my league. Somehow you are able to enter various equations for different sounds. I have no idea. X and Y coordinates and all this kind of thing. I don't, you know, to generate sine waves and things. That's a little, no, maybe a lot above my league. I've never learned how to do it. And so that is the only one that I am not able to demonstrate for you. But like I said, if you want demonstrations of these other things, I'd be more than happy to do it. They're really fairly simple to use. They're generally mostly just dialog boxes with checkboxes and tabs, and you go through them and check the things that you want. So that is the Gold Wave Tools menu. It's a lot of fun to play with, and simple as that, like I said. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.